Burma's military government has released from jail a senior member of the opposition National League for Democracy. Tin U, the vice chairman of Burma's National League for Democracy, was freed on Saturday after spending almost 9 months at an isolated prison in northwestern Burma. Family members told journalists the 77-year-old democracy activist was under house arrest, even though he was out of prison. They said he was healthy and fine, although he had lost weight during his imprisonment in Kale, 700 kilometres north of Rangoon. Tin U had been arrested in May last year, together with dozens of fellow party members, including party leader Aung San Suu Kyi, after an NLD convoy touring northern Burma was attacked by a pro-government mob. The government has since released more than 100 of those arrested, partly in response to international pressure, although Aung San Suu Kyi, NLD Chairman Aung Shwe, and Party Secretary U Lwin are all still detained in one manner or another. Debbie Stoddard, a spokeswoman for the human rights group Alternative ASEAN Network on Burma, described the detention of Tin U as cruel. She said that despite his partial release, there were few signs of real political reform in Burma.
Essentially, the top four leaders of the NLD are still under detention. They may be detained in the comfort of their own homes, but the reality is, unless the regime is willing to release them unconditionally, immediately, and engage in substantive political dialogue, the situation has not shifted.
But the government says it is pressing ahead with political reform in accordance with the 7-point program towards democratic elections, announced by Prime Minister Kin Nguyen last August. The plans include drafting a new constitution and eventual elections for a new parliament. The government says it intends to hold a national convention this year that will include representatives from all of Burma's ethnic minorities and political parties, including the NLD. The NLD won general elections in May 1990 with a landslide victory, but the military prevented the party from assuming power. Aung San Suu Kyi, who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her pro-democracy work, has repeatedly been in and out of jail or house arrest since then. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.